From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abili reporting. The U.S. military says it dropped the most powerful non-nuclear bomb in its arsenal in Afghanistan. A Pentagon statement said the bomb was dropped Thursday on an Islamic State tunnel complex in the Achin district of the Nangarhar province near the border with Pakistan. The device, called the Massive Ordnance Air Blast Bomb, contains 11 tons of explosives. Based on its acronym MOAB, the U.S. Air Force calls it the mother of all bombs. Pentagon State spokesman Adam Stumpf said it was the first use of the bomb in a combat situation. President Trump said he is proud of the U.S. military.
Really another successful job. We're very, very proud of our military. Just like we're proud of the folks in this room, we are so proud of our military, and it was another successful event.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is remaining defiant in the midst of widespread accusations his government carried out a deadly chemical attack last week. Monitoring groups say his forces, along with Russia, have escalated attacks on civilians in a clear challenge to the international community. In his first interview since scores were killed in a chemical weapons airstrike on Khan Sheikhoun earlier this month, Assad told the French news agency AFP the incident was a fabrication to justify a U.S. military strike. South Korea is expecting tough trade talks ahead with the United States after President Donald Trump strongly criticized the free trade agreement between the two countries for dramatically increasing the U.S. trade deficit. A report by the U.S. Trade Representative laid out key trade objectives for the Trump administration that include breaking down unfair trade barriers. This is